Yerushalmi Sukkah corresponding to Bavli Sukkah Daf Chav Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Amud Aleph at the second Mishnah. Ha'ifas Sukkosei B'Rosh HaGola or B'Rosh HaSfina K'sheira V'Oilin La B'Yom Tov. If a person builds a sukkah on a wagon or on the mast of a boat, it's valid and he may climb into it on Yom Tov. B'Rosh HaEilan or Yalgabi HaGamal K'sheira V'Ein Oilin La B'Yom Tov. If he builds it in a tree or on a camel, it's valid but he may not climb into it on Yom Tov. Shtaim bidei Adam ve'achas be'ilan, or shtaim be'ilan ve'achas bidei Adam, k'sheir ve'ein oilin la'biyom tov. If two walls are made by man and one is made in the tree, or two are made in the tree and one is made by man, it's valid for him not to climb into it on Yom Tov. Sholosh bidei Adam ve'achad be'ilan, k'sheir ve'oilin la'biyom tov. If three walls are made by man and one is made in the tree, it's valid and he may even climb into it on Yom Tov. Ve'aklal kol shi natal ha'ilan v'hi yechoyif la'amod b'fnei atzma k'sheira v'ayin la'biyomtev. The rule is, any case that if you remove the tree, the sukkah will remain standing, it's valid and he may climb into it on yomtev. The Gemara says, man and kaimin, what's the Mishnah's case of building a sukkah on top of a boat? Ibn Asuna ba'oretz divya kol muta. If the boat is on dry land, all agree that it's valid. Ibn Mefoshis machlekes of Lazar ben Azariah Rabbi Akiva. And if the boat is at sea, it's a dispute between Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah says that it's invalid since it cannot withstand a regular sea wind, since the mast is very high and there are no mountains to shield it. Ele kein anan kaimen ben asuna ba'almin. Rather, the case of the Mishnah is when it's anchored. Rabbi Shimon ben Kalsana b'shem Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, shloshton amudah ve'echad. Rabbi Shimon ben Kalsana, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah all have the same opinion. Rabbi Meir v'lechayayim, the Tanina Metame Mishem Gulal with Meir Matayo. Rav Meir, in the case of a lechi, which is a vertical plate that signifies the entrance of a mavoi, as detailed in Maseches Eruvin, that the Tanakama says that even a living creature may be used as a lechi, and if it's used as a cover of a grave, it's tamei. Rav Meir says that it's taho. It's not permanent since it might escape, and therefore it cannot serve as a partition, and is taho. Rav Yosef de Arlois de Rav Yossi Oimer. Habayis shebesfina einu mevias atuma. Rabbi Yossi, in the case of tents, because Rabbi Yossi says that when there is a house on a boat, even though it covered both the corpse and vessels, it does not transfer the tumma since it's not permanent. Rabbi Nazaria, Tatani, Masa Rabbi Nazaria, Rabbi Akiva, Shahu Boim besfina, Va'asalai Rabbi Akiva, Sukkah, Barosh Asfina, Vasa Aruch, Vifrichasa, Amalai Rabbi Nazaria, Akiva, Ayi Sukkoscha. Rav Nazaria, we find his opinions in the Baisa, because Rav Nazaria and Rav Akiva were once travelling by boats as a Baisa. Rav Akiva built a sukkah on the mast, and a wind came and uprooted it. Rav Nazaria said to Rav Akiva, "Akiva, where's your sukkah?"